Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome to Saturday. We've got a big show for you coming up, friends, and so honored to have you with us. It is a very, very perilous season that we're in. There's the makings of a third world war underway, and we are tonight being able to report to you about some of the reaction on a variety of levels that are coming in regarding that war that is taking place in Russia, as it has now taken them 3 days to do what Putin wanted to do in the first 24 hours. They have not yet, as we sit here this moment talking with you, they have not yet taken Kyiv, and yet that was the 24-hour objective in the game plan that President Putin had drawn up. So what is going on? Why exactly are they having so much trouble? Well, it might just be that they have met a match that they were not expecting. And so coming up later in this show tonight, I hope to bring you some comments from a mother who has been filing reports with her cell phone from a bomb, from a bunker underneath one of the apartment buildings in Kyiv. Her name is Elena Ganes, and what she has to say to the American people, to the American leaders, and to the world community is really rather remarkable when you consider it. So we've got that to get to. But the former president himself, former President Donald Trump, has just wrapped his lengthy speech at the CPAC taking place in Florida. But before we get to that highlight, let's go to the big board real quick. I want to lay out for you what we're going to take on tonight. It is a big, big show. From left to right across your screen, those of you watching by way of radio, you just have to imagine. Katie McFarlane from CPAC, Jim Carafano just behind her, will also be from CPAC. KT was the civilian equivalent of a four-star general in the Pentagon under two administrations on the civilian executive branch side of things as an appointee. She's got a lot of insight on what's going on here. Jim Carafano covers all foreign policy and national security stuff for the Heritage Foundation. Kristen B. Tate, David Hersani, General Keith Kellogg, and Bethany Mandel will all take different parts of how we should interpret what's going on by way of the war, whether it's how we talk about it with our kids, whether we're facing military strategies and what we need to think about there. And then the musical guest tonight, right there in the middle of your screen, the lovely Janet Kramer, who had, as of yesterday, the number one slot on iTunes of all songs being downloaded with her new hit called The Story, which is a rather self-confessional piece about her divorce that she's been through and what she wants her kids to gain from where she's at and the lessons she's learning from that. So it's going to be a big, big show. In fact, it took us so much attention to get this show done tonight that we weren't even able to promote it as well on social media and stuff the way we'd like to normally. So anyway, that's coming up. But breaking news, just moments ago, the president finished up an hour and I want to say like 38 or 39 minute speech from CPAC. He was the closing act. They had opened with Governor DeSantis a couple of days ago. Those two are figuring to be quite well represented in the presidential straw poll that they do at CPAC. Those results will be announced tomorrow. But I wanted to highlight a little bit of what the former president had to say on this particular weekend at this particular time in this important moment of history. Take a look.
China is threatening Taiwan. Russia is decimating Ukraine. Iran is on the cusp of a nuclear bomb. We ended the worst and most dangerous deal I've ever seen, and now they want to go back to it, the Iran nuclear deal. America and our great military has been humiliated in its surrender from Afghanistan, and that's what it was. It was a surrender for no reason whatsoever. We wanted to get out, but we had to get out with strength and with dignity. And a major war in Europe may very well erupt. That's how they start. Exactly what's happening today, this is how they start. Joe Biden has turned calm into chaos, competence into incompetence, stability into anarchy, and security into catastrophe. The Russian attack on Ukraine is appalling. It's an outrage and an atrocity that should never have been allowed to occur. It never would have occurred. We are praying for the proud people of Ukraine. God bless them all. God bless them all. Thank you. They are indeed brave. As everyone understands, this horrific disaster would never have happened if our election was not rigged and if I was the president. It's very simple. It wouldn't have happened. Under Bush, Russia invaded Georgia. Under Obama, Russia took Crimea. Under Biden, Russia invaded Ukraine. I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country.
All right. You get the sense and the gist of some of his thoughts there. He also at another time paid deaf tribute to President Zelensky, who, if you have not been following the war, he is in uniform. He is in full body armor. He is with his troops in the field in Kiev. And as we are watching tonight, they are still launching that attack against that capital city. Anyway, the importance there that I wanted to bring out was very few people realize that that was Putin's record under Bush, Obama, and Biden. In fact, if you asked any person prior to last week's invasion, did you know that he had invaded on these other occasions, they probably would not have been able to remember that. But this is how deceitful the media is. I'm already on tomorrow's front pages. I'm looking at all the news outlets and what they're saying. And from the Independent to the Daily Mail to NBC to Rolling Stone to you name it, the press is unilaterally acting surprised tonight that President Putin complimented Zelensky when he actually called him to congratulate him on his win. That was the phone call you'll remember they tried to impeach him falsely over. They said that it's a surprise that he is pro-Ukraine now, days after calling Mr. Putin genius, as though recognizing that Mr. Putin was outplaying Joe Biden in a game of chess was all that hard. Like, it's not a dishonest thing to say that Putin could beat Joe Biden with his hands tied behind his back right now, because Joe Biden couldn't beat anyone with his full capacity at this present moment. Of course Putin's move was genius, because he's testing the will of the West, and the West has no will. That's not saying that President Trump admires Vladimir Putin. The truth is, on Trump's watch, Putin had the worst sanctions and more military threats pointed at him than he had had the entire time he's been in public office. More of the NATO countries were given Star Wars technology. More of the NATO countries were given military improvements for their defenses against a Russian invasion. Ukraine was not, because Ukraine is not a member of NATO. And they were not, for whatever reason, able to get the majority of the NATO countries to vote them in. Bill Clinton had kind of promised that they would at some point be let in. Nobody was able to deliver on that. But that doesn't mean that Putin didn't recognize the time and space. And this is why the media is not trustworthy. Because they make this assumption that because he says that Putin's move was genius, which it was, that in some way that means he admires what he's doing now. Tonight he resolutely called it, you just heard with your own ears, he resolutely called it an atrocity. It is a war crime. It is an act of total criminality to attack a civilian population of another country that you have no claim to. And this is what President Putin has done for the last number of years. The only 4 years he was too scared to do it was the 4 years that President Trump was in office. This show tonight is not about Trump. I don't want to make it that. We're going to talk about the war and what's happening and how we deal with this. And we've got all those experts that we just told you about. But just don't buy the malarkey, to use the Joe Biden word. Don't buy the malarkey that the press is going to pump out tomorrow. It's a surprise. President Trump's on the Ukraine side. Of course he's been on the Ukraine side. Putin is a dog. He's Satan. There's nothing good about the man. He's evil. We're fighting evil now in Europe. But on his watch, we didn't have to because he kept evil at bay. So we got a lot to get to. Coming up next, we're going to hear from James Carafano, who's at the very CPAC conference that you saw President Trump speak from. They are partying late into the night tonight. And next hour, KT McFarland will check in from there as well. We've got a lot to do, so stay right here. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, I guess if you're looking at places to try to see hope in the last couple of days as the world kind of has pitched and turned in what looks like the beginning of another major conflict, I guess one place that you would look for a little bit of hope is what's going on in Florida this week and what is happening with the organization called CPAC and what young conservatives from across the country, really across the world, are doing. And joining me to get things discussed about that and also the crisis we are facing is James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. He works primarily in the area of national security and foreign policy, and he returns to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Jim, always good to have you with us, and thanks for joining us live from CPAC today.
Yeah, great. You know, I agree with you. This is the cause for optimism. This is really, you know, the gathering conservatives here is really the tip of the iceberg. If you look at all the big issues that touch Americans that they really care about, immigration, border, inflation, critical race theory, crime, defund the police, foreign policy, Americans disagree with their president, and this is despite the White House telling them what to think, owning the media, universities, corporate America, all the civic institutions telling them what to believe, and yet they think the president's wrong. Americans are thinking for themselves because they can look in their own neighborhoods and communities and see this is not right.
Yeah.
And then they're talking with each other and say, we can do better. And CPAC, I think, is the quintessential expression that there have never been more people here, never been a broader, more powerful list of conservative leaders here, and all, you know, kind of carrying the same message, which is, you know, we want this nation to be free and safe and prosperous, and we don't want 2 out of 3, and we just don't believe that the president shares that agenda. The president wants to use power to gain power and transform America and American politics, and Americans don't want that. They want policies that work for them.
Jim, let me contrast that side by side with something that has been stirring in my heart for the last 48 hours, and that is the images of free Ukrainians putting their families on trains and every other way that they can get them out of the populated areas and sending them to the countryside, while the men, regardless of who they are saying, we will stand, we will fight, we will defend our freedom. This is about freedom. This is for them a distillation of understanding what life was like when they did not have it, and an abject commitment to making sure that it is there beyond their time on this earth. And then if that means giving their life, it means giving their life. But I've seen so much social media posting and so many of these very touching videos and photos coming out of there, and it reminds me of our founders. It reminds me of the time when we thought that freedom was worth dying for.
So it's not just that. I just came back from Budapest. All the countries that are surrounding the Ukraine, and they, you know, they don't want to have Russia back in their life. They recognize the value of the freedoms that they have, and it's inspiring on the one hand, but it's also kind of terrifying because the reality is Putin doesn't care, and Xi doesn't care. And they are perfectly willing to kill or displace or terrorize millions of people to drive their agenda. And it doesn't stop with the Ukraine. Putin's plans are far more ambitious. He's been very vocal about that. He wants reclaim all the post-Soviet states.
Yeah, lost territories.
Control over Central Europe.
But James, let me ask you about that. When Biden actually admitted that in yesterday's press conference, it should have been newsworthy. It should have been on the front page of every paper today that the president is acknowledging that that Mr. Putin doesn't want to end with Ukraine, that that's just the starting point. But no one covered it.
Well, I mean, and there's two kind of startling revelations there. One is, did he just discover this? I mean, for years he's been saying, don't worry about Putin. I know how to fix it. Putin's not a problem. We can do business with Russia. And now he's just discovered that Russia's an existential threat, eventually, to our safety and security.
Yeah.
Which is, and the other thing is the administration even acknowledged they knew their plan for Ukraine was going to fail. So what president confronts his enemy with a plan that he knows is going to fail? I mean, that should send ripples across all of America about a president who is not putting the interests of Americans first. And this is a consistent theme.
Yeah.
They want to transform America, and when things intrude, like foreign policy or disastrous economy or COVID not cooperating, their first impulse is, how can I get back to my agenda? Not how can I take care of America's interests? That's, I think, deeply disturbing.
So let me ask you, since you're the foreign policy national security expert for Heritage, you're President Xi right now, and you've seen Afghanistan. You watched it with open eyes. You're watching what Putin's doing right now in the Ukraine. What is your thought if you're Mr. Xi?
Well, I think the thing that really nobody's talking about, which is Putin is basically doing Xi's work for him in Europe. They want the same thing. They want a Europe that's weakened and divided that they can both exploit. And so the Russians are really carrying the Chinese water. And, you know, I know everybody's about Taiwan and everything else, but the reality is these guys want to push the United States out of Europe forever. They want to isolate the United States. You know, everybody looks at Taiwan as kind of the same thing. They think, oh, democracy. But do you realize if the Chinese control Taiwan, essentially they control the first island train and they control transit through the Pacific? And yeah. So if the Chinese advance from that direction and the Russians advance from the other, America becomes an isolated country. I mean, this is a threat we haven't faced since 1942.
So let me ask you, why isn't Donald Trump using some of his monies that he has in the bank right now to blast public service announcements far and wide on every television set in America saying, Mr. President, turn on the energy supply. We will sell energy to Europe. We will make ourselves prosperous, and we will starve Russia and Iran at the same time. Why aren't we challenging President Biden directly on this issue in this time of perilous danger?
Because Trump's a frugal guy, and he doesn't have to waste money doing that, because Americans know that. Take Russia, for example. There's only two things they have that can threaten us. They have a strong military, and they sell out of energy. If we had peace through space like Trump pushed for, the military would be irrelevant. And if we had energy independence, he couldn't blackmail anybody.
Right.
Americans know that Biden's energy policy is nonsense. They don't need anybody. They don't even need conservative elites to tell them that. This is the great transformation of America, which is Americans are against Biden on every vital issue of the day. And that's despite the fact that he controls the media and he gets the pundits and the universities and everything else. And everybody is telling them what to think. And they know the truth because they see it in their own neighborhoods and their own families. And they want something different. And I think that Donald Trump doesn't need to lead the conservative resurgence. He has to keep up with it.
Okay, that's a fair observation. James Carafano, doing a great job at the Heritage Foundation and joining us from CPAC. James, thank you for your time and your insights. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as we are rolling through this reality known as war now, war has broken out. Russia is full-on invading the Ukraine. My next guest says that when people get upset with those of us criticizing him, that it defies their own logic. David Harsanyi, writing in the New York Post, he rejoins us. David, thank you for being here. First, before we get to your piece, just your general impressions of what the conflict in the region is going to mean to American political life for the next 6 to 12 months?
So it's really hard to say, obviously. I mean, I think we have to begin by looking at how we've spent the last, 20 years dealing with Putin and Russia, and how our relationship with countries like Germany, which pressured us to take away sanctions, and who has shut down their nuclear program and made Europe and the world more reliant on Russia. And I think there has to be a reassessment of all of that. But obviously, I think also this just sort of is part embedded into a larger sort of 70s vibe, I guess, that we're having here in the United States, where there's going to be inflation, there's going to be Russian expansion, there's going to be a sense that we can't, that we're no longer this world power that can actually affect the, you know, the world for better. So I think it's going to be tough on Democrats, but I think the whole political class is going to have to maybe change the way they look at the world.
Well, let me ask you, citing that very reality, the last 20 years, there's a four-year period that very much stands out of those 20 years, and that is the only 4 years that Russia didn't try to land grab under previous presidents, because he went after Chechnya under Bush. He, you know, did Georgia and Crimea under Obama. He's taken Ukraine under Biden, but under Trump, he was hands off and very quiet. What's the lesson of that to those that are watching?
Well, I think the lesson is, and I'd like to break this into two answers, I guess. One is that when you look at Trump policies, I think that he was far less inclined to appease Russia in most ways. I mean, you know, in Syria, but when it comes
but that's
to
not
the,
what they accused him of. They accused him of being his lapdog.
Right. And I have to admit, I mean, he said a lot of ridiculous things, I think. I mean, I do think that Trump has this admiration for strong men. Now, I mean it as one word, you know, strong men. I think that that's peculiar and unsavory, and I just wish that he didn't say those things. But, I mean, in the end, I care more about policy, and that's just how it is. And but Biden has... People don't remember, or maybe they choose to forget, that when Biden was vice president, he led the reset with Russia. He went on all the Sunday shows after Mitt Romney said that they were our top geopolitical threat, and mocked Romney and said that basically he said Russia should be our ally and that we were allied with them. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's been terrible on it. But I think overall, the way we've dealt with Russia is not working. And but definitely, I mean, it's clear to me that Trump had a better idea of how to deal with that, at least policy-wise, than any of them, Obama or Biden.
Well, and what the press didn't report a lot of during Trump's years is that he loaded a lot of weapons up into NATO countries. He put lots of missiles in there, Star Wars defenses for some of them. There were all kinds of sanctions that he imposed. And, yeah, he went and he met with them and he made the statement at the press gathering. But I would take those results 10 times a week over what we're looking at right now. And my concern is does Putin – how much does our projected weakness end up impacting even furthering dreams that Xi and Putin have in terms of their quests?
I would say that if I were in Taiwan, I'd be pretty nervous right now about what China will do. And that's going to have just immense repercussions for a ton of reasons. I don't pretend I'm an expert on these things, but, you know, it's a bit scary. And yeah, I mean, I think that, I think the Russians saw what went on in Afghanistan. Not that just we pulled out, but that how we pulled out and how we didn't do anything about, you know, how it was just disastrous and we didn't do anything to defend ourselves, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's where this all began. And Biden has, you know, Biden acts tough. He's like almost the opposite of Trump, right? He acts tough, but he's actually quite weak in that he's just, you know, shown incompetence when it comes to foreign policy. And that goes out for 50 years of his opinions and positions. And he is, you know, he's feckless. So I think that, you know, Putin sees this and he realizes, and I have to say this as well. I mean, we can't forget that a nation like Germany essentially made this happen as well. They shut down their nuclear program. They're relying on Russia for energy. Russia knows this. They don't pay their, you know, Trump was big on this as well. They don't pay their fair share when it comes to NATO defense. Their army is weakened. And, you know, that Russia can see that they're not serious about defending Eastern Europe.
Yeah. Well, friends, we didn't have time to get to it, but read David's latest piece. It's illiberal for liberals to accuse Biden critics of treason. He's dealing with this very issue of what people are saying about Biden's policy. And this was a substantive back and forth. David, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Back. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Keller O'Connor.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. It's a day that a lot of people that I've spoken with, even on this very show, have disagreed upon for the last number of weeks and months. You've had some saying that you were going to see a full-throated invasion by Mr. Putin. You had others who said he's just rabble-rousing and this isn't going to amount to much. So what is the real story? Let's turn to General Keith Kellogg. You see him on Fox News as well. And, General, I appreciate your time to be with us today.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for having me. You've got to put two things together, and I would like your listening audience to think about this. He made a comment earlier today that if NATO gets involved or the United States gets involved, He said, you're going to have consequences you have never seen. And what he's talking about is in the Russian military doctrine, they escalate to de-escalate. They've got over 5,000 tactical nuclear weapons. They intend to use those on a battlefield. When people talk about Chernobyl, part of that move would be, so, okay, well, this actually was something that happened with Chernobyl. Therefore, we have some type of radiation reaction on the battlefield. So you've got to connect those. And that's the biggest concern. I made a comment on one of the earlier program shows that this is the biggest, crisis we've had since the Cuban Missile Crisis, only because then it was two nuclear powers. Now it's four nuclear powers. And you're dealing with an adversary that has changed dramatically from when I was in the White House with President Trump and the way he operates. We had a lot of calls with him, talked to him. It seems like he's really kind of gone a little bit over the edge on this, and he's got a control of a lot of nuclear weapons. So that's where that comment comes from. Right now, does it look like they're taking the entire country? They're clearly doing strikes through the entire country. They've got three major axes of advance. They're clearly going to Kyiv to decapitate their government, which is take over the government. They're coming from the south with Odessa and probably take that as well. Move to what they call the Dnieper River line, and then from the far east right through the Donbass region. So they've got three major strikes they're coming from, and he's still holding back. He hasn't used all his forces yet. He still has some in reserve. But I've said that in another program where I said I saw that when I saw him stacking his headquarters. He had an army headquarters, which would be an assault headquarters, and then he had a second headquarters right behind that, which is an exploitation headquarters. That's Russian doctrine. It makes sense. But you never see it in training. But when you say it in real life and it stands up, you know he's coming hard, and he has.
So the people that thought that maybe he was just being bellicose are obviously misguided on this one. What does the larger assault on Ukraine mean? How does it change the map? What are NATO's obligations in terms of how close they get to NATO countries, and what's next?
Yeah, and there's a lot of questions in that statement here, and it's pretty good. The fact is, I think he's almost into overreach if he goes to the western part of Ukraine, only because you made the comment it's the size of Texas. It's actually, for the listeners, it's the largest country other than European Russia. It's the largest country in Europe, and that's overextending himself. It's hard to do. So he wants to install a puppet government, but I believe he'll build enough of a buffer from Kyiv south that he can build a land bridge between Crimea and the rest of Russia, and he protects himself operationally from anything else coming in or threatening him. And there's not much, very candidly, we can do because Ukraine is not a NATO country. Therefore, Article 5, an attack on one, doesn't apply.
Right.
So we have to let this thing play out. I mean, it's hard to say, and it hurts to say it, but you got to think right now, okay, what are the next steps we do? And I think a lot of those are economic. And when we are bolstered our defenses inside NATO, which we need to have done, but when I talk about economic, we should make him pay a huge price in his energy sector. He exports, or Europe imports, over 60% of their energy product comes out of Russia. That's incredible. And the biggest laggard happens to be Germany. We need to make a price for that, and you need to basically go cold turkey. A lot of people don't realize we actually import over 100,000 barrels a day of oil from Russia ourselves. When we killed the Keystone XL pipeline and we went away from energy independence, we had to rely on others, and one of those others we relied on was Germany. That's insane.
No, it is, and we were energy independent under your former boss, and under this current group, we're paying the price severely. And I don't know, General. People that are familiar with World War II look at Ukraine and look at how the international community just really didn't pose much of any threat to them at all, and they draw comparisons to the Sudetenland and to Poland. And I don't think that we have any business with boots on the ground defending the Ukraine. But a larger war that could be breaking out if China somehow decides to move on Taiwan simultaneously. I mean, there are some parallels to history here that I think that are concerning, and I think we do need to have NATO that kind of on alert.
Well, Kevin, excuse me. I agree with you. But also, I would also remind the NATO alliance, when this is all done, everybody talks about Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all. Except there's also an Article 3, which means you're going to fund yourself, you know, both individually and collectively,
right,
to protect yourself. And that, and they've all agreed in 2014 that would be 2% of their GDP of each nation, of which 20% was modernization. Only one-third of the NATO countries do that. And you almost want to say to the NATO countries, well, if you're not part of this, and when you agreed to do this 8 years ago and you're still not there, maybe you should be a secondary member of NATO. And if you don't pay 2%, and you, and we pay, by the way, 3.5%. If you don't pay 2%, maybe Article 5 doesn't apply to you. So, you know, get with it. Because what we need to do, is, because we're so fixated on Europe, the same as we were in the Middle East, we need to remember that the growing enemy we face is actually China. That's the emerging threat. And, you know, if you keep your eye on Russia, or the Middle East, you forget China. But one of these days, we're going to be, why didn't we look at that as we move forward in history? And that is a big concern I've got, is we don't do that.
What is G taking away from now the failure in Afghanistan and the complete spinelessness of our actions in Ukraine?
Well, I think he looks at weakness of the presidency. He says, look, this is a commander-in-chief that has been weak, not just on Ukraine and not on us to Afghanistan, but he looks at things historically. Because Putin and Xi are both, they do students of history. And you look at what President Biden has done in the past. Remember, this is a gentleman who, when we wanted to go after Osama bin Laden in the Situation Room, recommended to President Obama, do not go.
Is it better for America to be loved or feared? The answer is always feared. And
yes.
that is where we gain more respect. General Keith Kellogg, thank you for your analysis today. We appreciate your time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday this next artist went number one in iTunes with her latest called The Story. Welcome, Jana Kramer. Kevin McCullough, that rounds out hour number one. We've got more Music Spotlight with Jana Kramer in hour two, plus the Ladies Lounge, and Katie McFarland joining us live from
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.